We're talking about changing the entire system here, because the existing system isn't going to get us there. We need to look at this from a holistic, integrated system of moving people. It's about the people. It's not about the technology. It's about the customers. How do you get them from one point to where they want to go reliably, cost-effectively, every time? That's what makes successful transit.
The proposal would cost from $7.4 to $10 billion, so the group wants residents to vote on a 1-cent sales tax in a 2016 referendum. Merrill says that is expected to create $6.1 billion over 30 years. Since that's not enough, Hillsborough County would have to acquire additional grants and funding.
We're at a place where, in order to pull this off, we really need an additional revenue source. So Pinellas is looking at a penny sales tax. While there are a number of other revenues that can be used to help fund this, they're not nearly enough to pull off a major transit and non-transit proposal.
The proposal will not move forward until the policy leadership group receives feedback from the public.
The next very, very important step is to take this out to the community, to voters, to residents. They can then see all of our suggested projects. They can challenge us. They can say, hey, you missed this. Maybe this should be done differently. A robust, rigorous, professional community outreach so that everybody who has an opinion, businesses, individuals, any stakeholders, can look at this and give us their feedback.